Cody. It's
hey.
Nikki. Hey.
How are you?
Jessica.
Yeah.
So, Nikki. Hi, Jess. How are you? I meant Jessica, not Jess. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
No,
so, yeah. Let me clarify about the CT number, the call tracking number, okay? The call tracking number is how we're going to be able to track if you guys are actually in even getting calls from our program, okay? So what we do is we display the tracking number, but when they call that number, it goes directly to Cody, right? It'll go to his phone. Now, let's say you guys cancel, right? It is going to revert back to Cody's phone number. That's the number it's going to revert back to. Because
what
the tracking number
mean,
will no longer
back?
Exist. Meaning,
well, the question
the Google
we had was, not to cut you off, the question we had was, what number is going to be posted on Google, hold on, Bubba, or on the website? You will.
It's going to, yes, that's going to be the tracking number. Now, if you guys
okay,
were to
so
cancel,
that,
oh, go ahead.
That
my
was
apologies.
What I was, that was my question was, so now all the customers that we got are going to know that number. So then whenever, if we were to ever cancel, I'm not saying we are, but it's just an if.
Right.
If we were to cancel and they would call that number, it would show that the business was no longer in service. It would be a phone that couldn't be reached.
Well, no, because if you were to cancel, then it's going to revert back to your actual phone number. We're not going to keep the call. Meaning it's going to then display your phone number. We're not going to keep the call tracking number on there if you've canceled.
Well, she said that we were going to have to redo everything, like redo our business verification and stuff like that. And, I mean, that's one of the whole reasons why we are agreeing to sign up with y'all is because we would need the business the help with the Google stuff. So if we would have to redo it all if we, some reason, cancel, that makes this whole thing pointless.
Okay, give me a second here.
Okay.
Hold on, Bubba. Wait.
Trying to get an answer from someone right now.
Does our concern that we, or does it make sense what we're concerned about?
I completely understand what you guys are saying. I understand.
Okay.
And if that is the case, yeah, no, it does. It makes sense that you guys are not wanting to have to re-verify if you were to cancel with us, and then it's going back to Cody's phone number being listed on there, that there's a possibility that you guys would have to re-verify again, and that's what you're trying to avoid. Because if that's the case, then why are we going to proceed forward? In other words, you're going to want to cancel and want your money back. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, when we talked, you're welcome, Mark. When we talked yesterday, I had asked you, like, if it would still be my number. And because remember I asked you on Facebook, if they were to call my number directly from the Facebook page, and you said, no, that wouldn't be a track call. It's only if they click the ad to call you directly.
Okay, so let me clarify, because maybe there was a little bit of confusion there. What I meant was, so when they clicked and called that tracking number, because the tracking number is what we're going to be blasting everywhere, right? That tracking number will be linked to your phone, Cody, okay? if they're clicking on that specific tracking number, right, because that's the number that we're going to be posting, when they click and call on it, we're able to track that call. But let's say you were on a directory listing that we have no control over, and it's got your phone number on there, right, your physical phone number. If they click and call on it, I have no way of tracking that, in other words. Does that kind of make sense? So, like, the Facebook ad is going to be a click-to-call tracking number because, again, the whole point of all of this is we can't take credit for something that we can't track. I mean, how are we going to track what calls are coming from where, right? We can't make up the numbers for you, you know what I mean? Because it's like, if I was you, I would be like, okay, well, you're telling me I got five calls, but where, show me where those five calls came from. If I don't have a way of tracking it, right, then basically it's my word. You know what I mean? So there's got to be something to be able to show you the proof of, okay, this is a tracking number that they called. That's the only way that we can do that, right? Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
It makes sense, but I don't know. I remember when I asked you, you said it would still be my number, but if they click the ad, it would be tracked. So from my understanding would be the number would still be posted as mine, but if they click the ad, because I asked you, I said, would they call me directly from Facebook? And you were like, well, that's not going to count as a
call. If it wasn't on your actual Facebook account, like your actual physical Facebook account, your business one, if you kept it as your phone number, like on the Facebook account, you know how you have like the information there, and they clicked on that phone number, and it's your phone number, your actual physical phone number, and they click on it, then yeah, there's no way of tracking that. But the Facebook ad, when they click on it, it's clickable through the tracking number. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the ad.
So like bad example. So Google. Because Google's like the Facebook I have control over. So Google. What number is going to be on Google?
The tracking number.
Okay, that's where the issues lie.
And she said that if we were to change the number on Google, that we would have to get re-verified for a new number. And if we have the trouble like we're having now, then we're back to square one. Hold on, Baba.
Okay, hold on one second.
I mean, like I explained to her, in a sense, it's kind of like we would be running a business for y'all. Okay, I mean, it would be y'all number. If we were to cancel, the website goes. I don't know what y'all do with the Facebook page. But the phone number goes, the website goes. Then we're back to square one with a business that's got to be verified and starting all over again.
Okay. I thought we went over that yesterday. Like, what were to happen, right, if you guys canceled? We're not going to, like, delete your Google business profile. We're not going to delete your Facebook page, right? I just want to be clear on that. Okay.
No, it's not deleting it. She said we would have to get re-verified with the new number.
Okay, but
on our own.
Okay. So just to clarify, right, what I was saying is because right now you mentioned Cody, and I want to make sure that I'm addressing each and every concern for both of you. Okay? So we're all on the same page. We're mentioning our Facebook goes away, this goes away, that goes away. I mean, in regards to the website, we talked about that. The website, you would have options. Right?
Correct. Okay. Our main thing is the phone number on Google.
I'm trying to get someone to respond to me, so bear with me here.
This is all over your face, dude. I don't know where your mom is at.
Mama.
Hi, Mama. Come on. Come on. Come on. How are you going to hear? How are you going to hear? How are you going to hear? I'm asking, how are you going to hear? In my truck. Let me get my truck.
I apologize. Give me just a second. I'm waiting. They're typing.
It's fine. Toes look more cramped than that. Yeah. Right. Come on, babe. Huh? Reach to the top of my home shop. Hello?
Okay. So, I want to clarify, I want to confirm with you guys, okay, you have this phone number on your business cards, correct?
On the business card,
yes.
On the...
Your phone number, do you have it on business cards, on your truck, on anything that has to do with your company?
Everything.
Whatever. Everything, right? Okay.
Everything.
Okay, so, here's the thing, and this is what I need to know. We will proceed with not putting the tracking number, right? There is no way that we can track the calls that you're getting from our program. As long as you are fully aware of that. So we are not going to put the tracking number, but at the same time, how are we going to track what calls are actually coming? Unless if you're asking them, where did you find me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, give me a second here. Because I know we even talked about you guys even doing the Google Verified, but I'm going to be honest with you, with that Google Verified, even if you guys don't want the tracking number, Google assigns that tracking number. They will not do Google Verified without a tracking number. And that's not us. That's Google who puts that on there. Because
look,
Google
well,
has to be able
this.
To track those calls, right?
Yeah. So if she says something about buying the number, if it was to have to buy the tracking
number. Oh, that you could buy the tracking number?
That's what she had said. But she said that
oh, yeah.
something
I mean,
about buying the tracking
pay.
Number.
And yeah,
then
you could pay,
getting
you
a pin and,
mm-hmm.
and bring the pin to a carrier and getting a phone for that number.
So I know, I have known of others that have kept the tracking number and they pay like a monthly fee. I honestly don't even know what that is. Okay. My question for both of you is this. I feel you both are committed to sticking this out with us for 3 months, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is Jessica with us? Because I want to make sure she's on board.
Yeah, I know. She hung up, but she's on my other headphone.
Oh, okay.
She can hear us, but
okay.
I don't know. Because we actually don't need each other.
3 months for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, only because what I'm asking them, because like I told them, I'm all, look, if they have licensing, they would love to do the Google Verified program, right? And I'm telling them, listen, they have this phone number on their shirts. They got the phone number, like, on everything for their business. Their concern is that, you know, we're now putting this tracking number. They are aware why the tracking number is there, because it's to track actually calls that are coming from our program. So removing that tracking number, as long as you guys are committed to at least sticking it out with us the 3 months, like we talked about, they're not going to put the tracking number.
Well,
so,
I don't mind asking people, like after the job, I always check with people and ask them, like, hey, do you mind doing this a review? Do you mind if we post your pictures on the social media? And I can ask everybody, how did y'all hear about us? I don't mind.
And I would really ask that only because, again, this is kind of leaving us with, like, no way of tracking, right? I mean, we can track how many times they might click on your ad or what have you, but to actually track that that was a call that came from our program, there's not going to be a way for us to do that. So we're willing to work with you guys because I'm telling them, like, listen, they're committed to sticking it out at least the 3 months, right? But their concern is the tracking number, you know? And I'm always going to be transparent with you both because, again, it doesn't sit well in my spirit to say one thing and come out with another. So I try to be as clear as possible on everything. So there will be no tracking number, as I've stated. I've gotten the approval for that, so they're going to not put the tracking number. It's going to be your actual phone number.
On the website,
Cody.
And Google?
On the website and Google?
It's not. We're not putting our tracking number anywhere. Absolutely no tracking number. There will be no tracking number. It is going to be your phone number, Cody, on there.
Okay.
Google is
going
to say 337-224-5917.
On Google, it's going to be the 337-224-5917. That's the number that I have for Cody.
That's the number that has all of our.
Yeah, I mean, our cards, our logo.
Is that the number that you have listed on everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Then, yeah, then that's going to be the number. Uh-huh.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we say that
on that part, you know. Okay, it's a little hard for me to hear you because you sound kind of far away, Jessica, but I think what you're saying is,
I'm gonna put her back on the phone.
Okay.
Come on. Let's go see some trees. Come on. Hold on. Let's put them on the phone.
Oh, we're almost done, sweetheart.
Okay, I'm back on the phone.
Okay, all right,
let's go see some trees. Come on.
Okay, so just to confirm, and I think what I heard you say, Jessica, is you want to confirm that the 337-224-5917 number is the one that's going to be listed on Google. It's on your Facebook page. It's the number that they're going to call when they click on the ad, right? It's the number on the website. So it's the only number that we're going to be listing.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that there's no, that way we don't get, you know, down the line again and there's a miscommunication. I want to make sure we're saying it.
Correct. I got the approval from my manager. I stated to them, listen, they got that number everywhere. The number's on their, it's on, you know, with their shirts. It's on their vehicle. It's everywhere. Okay? So what I'm going to need to do, let me just see. Hold up one second. Did she complete the client interview with you guys?
No, she said she was going to deal with you and then call us back on Monday to finish it.
Okay.
Oh, you.
We're almost done, sweetheart. I know.
Thank you. Oh, you. He's
looking
at
shoes.
Mom.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Mama.
You want to show Mama?
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see.
And Nadine, I appreciate you working with us on that. We just don't
want to
get down the line and feel like we made a bad decision and regret something.
Yeah, no, and I don't ever want you guys to feel either that, like, you know, you're being misled, because that's definitely not where I'm trying to get at, and I want to make sure we're all on the same page. So, you know, again, like I said, and I believe you that you'll ask, you know, Jessica, where did you see us? Because other than that, we have no way of even letting you know. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy thing for me to definitely take care of.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and reschedule you guys on Monday for this to finish up the client interview. So this way everything is confirmed about his phone number being the one listed everywhere where we're going to be branding you guys, okay? And on the website.
Okay.
So do you, let me see what we have on Monday. Let me see what's available. I don't know if it'll be
at the same time.
Did she say she would call back at the same time?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let me just take a quick look. Yeah, okay. I'm just going to schedule you guys in for that time just to be safe, and then so that way you guys can finish up your client interview, okay, on Monday.
Okay.
All right. I hope you guys have a very blessed weekend.
Yes, thank you. You too. Thank you for your help with this.
You're very, very welcome. You guys have a good one, okay? God bless you.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.